Now we come to Psalm 77, and this is a psalm to Jeduthun. You remember that Jeduthun was a musician, and he's the chief musician, and Asaph wrote this psalm for him, either to play or to sing it. And now this is a psalm that reveals the time of deep soul searching because of the perplexity in the minds of the people in that day. Faith has its problem, and faith can find a solution. And listen to the way it opens. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. That's a good time to seek him, by the way, in the day of trouble. I do not know whether I read the letter yet or not. I was reading it here to myself of the man who lost his position. And he wouldn't listen to our program at all till he got out of a job, nothing to do. And then he got down right to the nitty-gritty. And when he did, he turned to the Lord, and the Lord saved him. It's well to cry to the Lord in the time of trouble. And he gave ear unto me. God will hear you, friends. If you're in trouble, you're in need, you can go to him. He's real. I hear a lot of soloists sing, oh, it's real. I sometimes wonder whether it is with them, the way they sing it and also the way they live. My friend, it's real, but it's not by me saying it, and it's not even because it's written here. It's because you find out it's true yourself. And he's already told us, taste of the Lord, see whether he's good or not. Try this thing out. Now he says here, in the day of my trouble I sought the Lord, my soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I think his sore was not physical, but actually it's an open sore of the soul. And here's another wonderful thing he did, verse 6. I call to remembrance my song in the night. That's a wonderful thing if you can sing at night, but I don't mean to sing out loud and wake up everybody. But I remember my song in the night. Do you remember your song in the night? The night is the time that when you wake up, the fears come to you. Problems loom large. Everything in the dark looks bigger than it really is. And that's the time to worry. But can you remember your song in the night? This is a glorious thing. Now, there are some perplexing questions that are raised here. Beginning at verse 7, listen to this. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he? And will he be favorable no more? Will he? Is then his loving kindness ended forever? Hath his word failed for all generations? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he shut up in anger his compassions? I would say there's a practical atheist. But I've asked those questions too. Maybe you have. You know, there are a great many of us today that are believers, but we practice atheism. Well, we act as if God doesn't exist and he doesn't hear our prayer. He's thrown us overboard and he's no longer favorable and he's no longer expressing his grace. My friend, God is good and he wants to be gracious to you. I don't know who you are today or what you've done, but God wants to be good to you and be gracious to you. My, this psalm, it gets right down where we live.